From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. President Obama is calling on the young people who backed his campaign 2 years ago not to sit out the midterm elections in November. NPR's Scott Horsley was with the president in Wisconsin on Tuesday and has filed this report.
In a campaign rally reminiscent of the ones he hosted in 2008, President Obama challenged thousands of supporters in Madison, Wisconsin to prove the pundits wrong. Young people who backed his White House bid are not expected to show the same enthusiasm during the midterm congressional elections. Mr. Obama says this is not the time for his supporters to lose heart.
We need you to stay fired up because there is an election on November 2nd that's going to say a lot about the future, your future, and the future of our country.
Mr. Obama was joined at the rally by Democratic Senator Russ Feingold of Wisconsin, who's in a tough battle for re-election. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Madison, Wisconsin.
A federal judge in California blocked what would have been California's first execution in almost 5 years. The death row inmate was 2 days away from receiving a lethal injection. U.S. District Judge Jeremy Fogel canceled Albert Greenwood Brown's execution after a lower court ordered him to apply different legal standards than those he had used last week when he allowed Brown to be put to death. Fogel said he needs more time now to make a decision. Critics of Brown's execution say the state was rushing it because it's running out of a key sedative used in executions. Much of California is still suffering from an early fall heat wave. The temperature was 99 degrees in Los Angeles on Tuesday. National Weather Service meteorologist Eric Bolt.
It is unusual, but this is the time of year we get these offshore wind events and give us the warm temperatures.
On Monday, the mercury soared to a record-breaking 113 degrees in L.A. Former President Jimmy Carter was on a trip promoting his new book when he ended up in a Cleveland hospital with an upset stomach. NPR's Kathy Lohr reports he remains in the hospital overnight as a precaution.
Mr. Carter plans to resume his book tour today in Washington, D.C., according to the Carter Center. His grandson, Jason Carter, who is a state senator in Georgia, says he's doing fine, that no one is concerned about the former president's health. His latest book, White House Diary, was released last week. Mr. Carter's frank criticism of the late Senator Edward Kennedy has caused a stir. He blames Kennedy for derailing health care reform in the late 1970s. Mr. Carter, the 39th president from Plains, Georgia, turns 86 this week. He continues flying all over the world, monitoring elections and conducting human rights campaigns. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Atlanta.
Cuba is battening down the hatches. A tropical depression is headed for the island that's expected to turn into a tropical storm overnight. Forecasters say the storm is likely to come close to southern Florida by late Wednesday. On Wall Street, the Dow gained 46 points. This is NPR News. South Korea says North Korea has agreed to hold military-level talks this week. From Seoul, Dwali Saikautau reports this would be their first meeting in 2 years.
South Korea's defense ministry says North Korea will send officers to meet with their South Korean counterparts Thursday in the truce village of Panmunjom in the demilitarized zone just an hour north of Seoul. The official agenda has yet to be released, but previously North Korea proposed the meeting to talk about the disputed sea border called the Northern Limit Line and anti-North Korean propaganda by South Korean groups. Also this week, the Red Cross from both the South and the North are expected to meet to discuss the resumption of family reunions between relatives long separated since the Korean War. This comes as South Korea and the U.S. continue to hold naval exercises this week in the Yellow Sea. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Saikautau in Seoul.
The U.S. Court of Appeals in Washington has ruled that government funding of embryonic stem cell research may continue pending a full appeal. The court on Tuesday granted the Obama administration's request to allow National Institutes of Health funding on stem cells while it appeals a judge's order that blocks all federal funding. Government lawyers have argued that halting the research while the case moves forward would irreparably harm scientific progress toward finding cures for several diseases. Opponents argue the research is unacceptable because it damages or destroys human embryos. Reports tonight say media mogul Barry Diller, who has claimed responsibility for merging Live Nation and Ticketmaster, will resign as chairman of the company. Diller announced his resignation on Tuesday, according to a person close to the boardroom discussion. Live Nation Entertainment stock plummeted this year. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.
Support